Battery needs to be changed. Okay, good.
All right, so we have quorum. It's Monday, April 3rd. Starting the meeting at, what time is it? 6:12 p.m.
All right.
And start with the roll call.
All right, Commissioner Bishop.
Present.
Commissioner Brady.
Present.
Commissioner Gray is not here. Commissioner Kosi is not here. Commissioner Maynard.
Present.
Commissioner Muroka.
Present.
Chair Ward is not here. Vice Chair Zavala.
Here.
All right, oops.
All right, move on. Consent calendar. All right, recommended actions. Approval of meeting minutes of March 6th, 2024.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, hold on just a moment. Motion by Commissioner Bishop, seconded by Commissioner Maynard, correct? Yes, okay. This is for consent calendar for both the meeting minutes and the request for excuse.
All right.
Yep.
Communications.
Wait, hold on. I have to take the vote. All right. Commissioner Bishop.
Approved.
Commissioner Brady.
Approved.
Is not here. Commissioner Kosi is not here. Commissioner Maynard?
Approved.
Commissioner Muroka?
Yes.
And Vice Chair Zavala?
Approved.
Okay, motion passes. Okay.
Alrighty. So, written communications?
That's actually part of the consent, so move on to
yes.
Next.
Okay. Comments.
So, we do have one. Public comment from Matt Lowry, and he's right here.
I'm an oldest resident. I'm stopping in to talk briefly to you guys about F Street Promenade. For the last few years, I've helped out with the active transportation plan as a stakeholder, and I don't know how much you've heard about F Street Promenade, but for the last 5-6 years, I've sat in these meetings, and you hear maybe landscape architect talk about art implements that are going to be on F Street. And I've kind of wondered how that transfers over to you guys. And I think I'm understanding it's not much, I'm just asking you guys to look into the artwork that's going to be on the F Street project. It's a capital gains project. If I understand that the city does not have the 1%. It would be great for you guys to raise your hand and ask for 1%, or whatever you guys feel appropriate, and maybe have your voice heard on that thought.
What does the 1% mean,
actually? Like in cities like San Diego, a lot of their public like infrastructure stuff will be set aside for the arts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we have 1% set aside for the arts?
Right. Chula Vista does not have that thing. You guys touched on it on the last meeting,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of the grants are coming in for this project. The F Street Promenade, real briefly, is going to be from roughly 3rd Avenue to the Bayfront. It's going to be a road diet, beautification, making walking and biking infrastructure along F Street. So there is money set aside according to the paperwork for art, but. And then it says like furnishings, they talk about local artists, some of those effects, but I don't think it's concrete. And it would just be a great opportunity for you guys to look into it. You know, I don't know how to word it, but someone to you guys to raise your hand and ask me.
Can we comment on that?
You can ask questions. I'll touch a little bit on it, that as on my staff
report?
Comments.
Okay, so I heard that there was going to be $10 million is dedicated to F Street. And I haven't heard anything about art or what art. So there's also, I talked to Councilman Preciado, there's a storage area there of heavy earth moving equipment, I think, right there at the corner. I don't know if it's like Broadway and F Street.
Yeah, I know, I mean...
And he said, would this be a good place to put a performing arts center? So that, I don't know, that would be part of, or connected in any way.
Okay. I haven't heard anything about the street yet, but I'm pretty intrigued and would like to help out with recruiting artists or reaching out in a way, you know, we can get more information on that.
So, I'm so sorry to be a jerk. And this is nothing I mean at all, but according to the Brown Act and stuff, we're not allowed to actually discuss things that are brought into the public comment, but we can ask questions later when he does a presentation.
Technically, yeah.
But we've absolutely heard your questions and your concerns, and later on when he does his presentation, we'll have an opportunity to ask questions at that point if you want to stick around. I'm just trying to follow like the Brown Act and what we're supposed to be doing in the meeting. I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way. And we are all here, just so you know, we're all here because we support as much art as possible in Chula Vista.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. So usually with public comment, you make the comment, and then, yeah, I mean, there are questions asked me, like you said, and then I feel like, I'm sorry, I'm like redoing what you just said. But that can then be asked by the commissioners to me, like, can we have that discussion for next, as an agenda item? And then we can, you know, or ask me, like, well, you know, can staff, like, elaborate a little bit more later on? And so that could be...
No, because
it's public comment.
You can't have any discussion or motions from public.
Yeah.
Just Brown.
But later on, you can ask if it can be put into the agenda for next time as a discussion. But I will, like I said, I'm going to try to cover a little bit of this as well.
Can you share some of the ideas that you would want for that? What you would see for us, please?
Let's just.
But that
could be something that, you know, as an agenda item again for discussion, because right now this is just public comment, not discussion.
So we're just getting the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Let's
talk. Step one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
moving on.
Action items.
Thank you, Mr.
Appreciate it. Discussion and possible action regarding sister cities. Recommended action.
So just as background, there was some discussion previously about the involvement of the other sister cities beyond Odawara. So as you recall, we have three sister cities. We had a relationship with three sister cities. One is Odawara in Japan, Cebu in the Philippines, and Irapuato in Mexico. Irapuato and Cebu have been a challenge to try to contact and to try to maintain a kind of relationship with, even just contact. And so it's been an extreme challenge. Odawara has been a willing sister city and is very active, very, very active, and is always proactive in asking us, how can we help? We want to do things with you. So we had some discussion with Commissioner Muraoka about possible ideas. So if you want to you know, make your own recommendations.
The recommendation is just to go ahead and because the communication is so poor with Cebu City and with Irapuato, that we no longer, put the effort in. We'll welcome them to come back, or if they do, to communicate with us, because, you know, we are sister cities, but we haven't had any. The last time we had formal contact with Cebu City was with the donation of goods to a orphanage over in Cebu City, which was 3 or 4 years ago.
A while ago.
And then Irapuato was even prior, earlier than that. And every time there is a government, there's a new election, and they have a new new mayor, then everything is, all the house gets cleaned out, and they're starting from zero again. So that level isn't there. So though I don't, I wouldn't entirely eliminate them as a potential sister city, I would like, it would be good to not have the resources to continue on, keep on asking and keep on asking. But I would like to also, so how do I, do you want me to make it into a motion? Or?
Yeah, however you want to do it.
To leave the door open for other sister cities, because I know we had a Spain and a group from, in a local group, was looking to have a sister city in Spain, and the group was a Spanish group, And so, you know, that would be great if we're able to connect with them. You know, I wouldn't want us to have too many sister cities, but, you know, if we do get community support, I mean, that would be good as well.
So is the motion to let Iriguatu and Sabu go dormant and explore the possibility to establish additional sister cities?
To leave the door open for additional sister cities.
So, yeah, I feel like dormant would just be like not cut it off, but
yes.
To not...
Yeah, dormant is a good word for that.
Okay.
But to leave the door open for other sister cities, I don't necessarily think that we need to seek sister cities, but it would be good to have that door open for citizens to want to suggest having sister cities.
Well, I would second that motion. Do you have wording for that?
It's all up to you to decide. I just want to clarify as well. In the municipal code, it previously identified the sister cities. In the new municipal code, the way International Friendship Commission was dissolved and is now under and now those duties, there are no sister cities specified. It just says activities with the city and its sister cities. So it leaves a lot of flexibility. So just as a way to just kind of let you know that if you are going to vote for this, you have lots of room to do so.
Okay, so I just make the motion to let to have our sister city, Arapato, and our sister city, Cebu City, go dormant.
Okay.
Until maybe they
go dormant. I'll find a better wording for that.
Yeah, right.
And you can approve the minutes next time to see if that's the correct.
Okay.
Go dormant something, yeah. Yeah.
Something
and let that. And just yeah, and okay. Okay.
Just leave the door open.
But
and, okay. Do we want to
So wait, let me ask a clarifying question if I may. If the sister cities are not delineated in our current language,
mm-hmm.
is it possible to just codify the one that is the what's the one from Japan?
Oh,
the
Wara.
Yes, to codify that one specifically, and then the other ones just not mention and let it just be. Like, is it a friendly amendment for me to just say we would like to codify? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Odawara.
We'd like to codify Odawara as our sister as our active sister city. Is it better to do that rather than to
active? Well, currently there is an agreement. There is every 5 years, Chula Vista and Odawara exchange a letter or
it's kind of like a it's almost like an MOU, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of reaffirming the sister city.
Yeah, it's an affirmation. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't.
Is currently affirmed.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But there is no affirmation with any of the other. I don't know if there was one at one point, but as far as long as I've been a part of the commission, there hasn't been
mm-hmm.
from the other ones. There's been this acknowledgement that there's nothing been like moving it. Do these things again.
Right.
So
I would say maybe my suggestion is to affirm that relationship, maybe? In addition to the motion to...
Well, how about just to actively keep with our sister cities that have been affirmed?
Yep. Maintain the active
relationship with...
Maintain active relationship. Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you accept the friendly amendment to your motion?
Sure.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
So, second
on that. Who seconded?
I seconded, sorry.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, wait.
No, we have there's discussion first, right?
Yeah. Unless there's no more discussion, then, yeah.
Really?
All right.
I think it's nice. I think the way that you put it, to leave the door open, and the MOU every 5 years will update it. So
okay.
Leave it as it is.
All right, I'll take.
Is there any further? I'm sorry. I will withhold my discussion for after this is voted on. And I will. It's just a follow up question, but we can discuss after this. Motion.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to derail.
All right. I'll take the vote, Commissioner Bishop.
Aye.
Commissioner Brady.
Aye.
Where's everybody? Commissioner Maynard?
Aye.
Commissioner Moroka?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Zavala?
Aye.
All right, the motion passes.
So real quick, my question is, are there any further things that we are trying to proactively do for this relationship?
For the water relationship, will you follow up on that in your comments on there? Because you had followed up with the mayor's office on the funding.
I didn't. I put it back on your thing, like, because I haven't heard anything from them. Did you hear anything?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I had a meeting with the mayor, and he had said that he was in favor of using some of the mayor funds to operate this, and he was going to operate the exchange, and it would be the $4,000 that was been offered in the past.
Would that be for this year or next year?
It'd be for next year. So it'll be. Yeah. So it's too late. I think it's kind of too late to kind of set up everything right now. Mm-hmm. By the time we get anything back, it would be almost June, and we'd already start to have the exchange. So we'd be looking at 2025, but he had said that he would be talking to the city manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So he had a meeting with the city manager. So I haven't talked to him since then, and so.
Does Spain contact us or do? How did that come about?
Did who?
Spain.
Spain.
The people who are interested in
Spain. Yeah, they had emailed a while back asking.
And they're a local group asking to establish something, is that correct?
Yes, it was during COVID, so they had called up, I think they were online, mm-hmm. They would make comments through chat.
Yeah, was for the previous commission, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. I think the challenge for that was because they were named sister cities, you'd have to add that would be an addition to Muni Code, and so that would have been a little bit more. But I think that's something I would have to ask the clerks if that's easier now to just add a sister city per the vote of the commission, you know. So.
And then my question is, as sister cities are a subset of the Arts Commission, is that program that we're looking at going to be through the lens of arts? At this point, is that
well? It's arts. It's also cultural exchange.
Sure.
So you know, it's part of cultural. I mean, in the same way that we have the Heritage Museum is under cultural arts, it is considered a museum exhibit. It's historical. It's about learning other cultures, other histories, and you know, it's not necessarily like per se art, but it is part of culture. So it would fall under sort of like museums and like, you know, that kind of thing where it's like. Understanding or learning about things through that type of
Do you have a name of the city in Spain?
I don't. I'll have to dig that out of my archives. It's been a while.
Do you need a translation? Like somebody speaking Spanish?
No, I haven't talked to anybody in Spain. It was just
No, I'm just saying you do.
Okay.
Translate.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool to have a Spanish dance company.
Well, yeah, it all kind of goes with, you know, hand in hand and how everything goes. I mean, when you establish it, maybe their high school is sending a group over to California or something, maybe they can make a stop here. I know a lot of groups end up over at Anaheim or Disneyland.
Right. We're close enough.
We're close enough to come down and, you know,
well,
make it into
a
more, by. You know, and by coming down, they make it into an educational kind of thing for them.
There's a really neat Valley Folklorico group here called T-Pi. It'd be kind of cool if they could go over there, you know, and then a dance group from over there could come over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it'd be great if we have those connections. Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, I totally understand the cultural part of it, but I would love, if possible, to try and say, hey, we would love to have, you know, people from over there either that were artists that in their local area, like high schoolers that were into art, or to maybe bring examples of local artisan work when they come and visit so that we can appreciate that as well. Maybe, just to tie it all together.
Once, like, exchanging artwork, or like an art exchange, basically.
Yeah.
It's good idea. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities with this, so we'll see who becomes the sister cities, and you can definitely build up from
Commissioner Moroka, have you worked with the Japanese Friendship Garden on any of the, anything?
Yes.
Yeah. Have they, what, do they, with the sister city?
They've worked with the sister city for San Diego.
Okay.
But they haven't worked with our sister city other than providing tours of the, for the groups that have gone there. And not everybody's taking advantage of that just because it's a Japanese garden and Japanese people over here.
Well, it's,
you know, I mean, that was because the
San Diego size.
The representatives, the young ambassadors over here are making those decisions of where they wanted to take their friends from Japan and their counterparts in Japan. And so they kind of make the decision. Some of them, you know, I guess since we grew up in San Diego, you know, they go, oh, you know, it's a zoo. We don't need to go to the zoo.
Right.
Our zoo is one of the better zoos in the world.
Yeah.
And yet they voted among themselves that they weren't going to take
okay.
That's kind of
odd. Fine.
Thanks for voting here. We are so blessed to live in this area.
Did we already approve the minutes?
Yeah, that was the consent.
There was one thing that I noticed that was missing.
The minutes are approved.
Yeah, okay,
and
we'll
talk
about
that in comments then.
Well, they're approved, so I can't really go back on it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But,
anything?
All right,
yeah. So now that's what, I guess that was the other thing with the mayor. So we'll see if there's funding for that. One of the things that, in speaking with the mayor, is that he wanted to, because our time for our 5 years would be in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
But he had suggested to try to have it in 2025.
Sorry.
Rather than, because it's going to be his calendar says that it's going to be a very busy year.
In 2026?
In 2026.
Yeah. I mean, in all fairness, even years can be very busy for politicians.
Yes.
Kind of across the board, right?
So that
she
was a suggestion. So, and I don't know if you wanted to talk, if you talk to...
It would have to be between Odawara and him and his staff.
Yes, so if you wanted to talk, so maybe if you wanted to talk to the mayor and find out what his thoughts are on reaffirmation of the MOU or the sister cities.
Well, it could be kind of a cool thing to encourage the re-signing of the MOU along with the people visiting, kind of like as a part of the pomp and circumstance around their visit.
In the past, I think that the fall time has been less busy for in Japan, so they've come in later in October, November time, and at certain times of the year, their city is more busy. So they just kind of just have to work out the calendar. So Chulista has gone out there. I don't remember what time they had gone out there, but they would go out there and they would. Have their meet out there. And it would probably be early, late August, September time. So.
Well, if the MOU is up in 2026, even if it's up earlier in the year, then by signing it in 2025, that will give us the added bonus of whenever that time arrived, then it would still be within the time frame,
yeah.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have.
Other business? Staff comments?
Yeah, okay, so some updates. The Performing Visual Arts Grant, that selection process is happening tomorrow. And then we will be putting in as an agenda item for council to approve sometime this month, hopefully April, whatever the next, not this coming council meeting, but the next one. So we're excited about that. To see the PVAG in action once again and seeing all the different arts projects that are going to be selected.
Who was on that committee? You?
Commissioner Bishop, we have, and then we have a city staff member. Taylor's one of them. We have Mark Keemer, Hans Chamberlain, Debbie Nevin. Beatrice Zamora, who was previously a commissioner here.
Okay. So you said Mark
Kiemer.
He's the head of the VAPA program in my district.
The what program?
Visual and Performing Arts program. VAPA.
Okay, so Mark Kiemer, Debbie Nevin, and Beatrice.
Beatrice Zamora.
Zamora.
Hans Chamberlain.
Hans Chamberlain?
Hans.
Hans.
He goes by Hans. Hans. Hey, we were told Hans.
Hans.
He likes Hans. H-A-N-S, as in...
I've been calling him Hans in my head this
whole time. Yeah, no, he likes Hans, yeah. It's okay, we had a Tanya.
Yes, we spells like Tanya, but it's like,
not Tanya? Tanya, okay.
Yeah.
Tanya. Respect how people live.
Exactly, exactly.
I have just a question. What percentage would you say is performing arts?
I can't speak because I only have the ones that I'm...
When we do the recommendations, we'll have a presentation here.
You don't look at all of them?
Commissioner Brady will have the presentation here. We'll let you all.
We're still
evaluating. So.
So we're doing our recommendations, and it's siloed, mm-hmm. so that there are teams of two that are each doing a percentage of them, and then tomorrow
is the bigger discussion.
So,
yeah.
But I have my assignments.
And we are going to have soon a Words Alive student art display exhibit at the South Chula Vista Library coming this month. Their opening reception is next week. You are all invited to come. I'll send you the information once I get all. But it should be a lot of fun. It's the entire, if you've been to South Chula Vista, it used to be the fire exhibit. It's all gone now, except for I think the fire truck is still there.
Okay.
But that huge area is going to be like full of student art. So. More student art at the library, so we're excited about that.
Is that the one off of Orange Avenue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you the invitation to that, the reception.
Did we have to judge that? Because normally everybody
judges. No, that was different. That's the current one. That's already done. But this is different. This is through an organization called Words Alive. They promote literacy and art through literature, so it's pretty cool. I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen any of the art. It's supposed to be like spectacular. Mm. Next is an update on Casa Casillas. I don't know if anybody of you have driven by it. Okay, it looks different. I was like, I had to do like the triple take because it's finally being like done. And we're told that the insides are like completely new. It's just basically like, it looks good. It looks right now, I was joking because it looks like a restaurant, like a farm to table restaurant.
Oh gosh.
I'm like, ooh, I want to eat there. No, it's like, but it looks really good. So we're planning right now, we're probably going to go seek an artist for murals for it and everything, so that's the next step for us. So we're really excited. It looks like it's gonna be opening up this year, and it feels like it's coming soon, and Taylor's going to be managing that, so we'll give you all the details once, it's going to happen fast. So.
Is this multi-purpose? Does it have different purposes? Like, one is for visual arts?
It's mainly for visual arts. It was originally, so there's going to be programming, there's going to be a gallery, there's going to be artist spaces there, so we're actually looking at how we're going to do an artist-in-residence program, because we actually have room for two, we have like basically two studios in there.
Sure.
And then a bigger open, not kind of open, programming space / gallery. Not the biggest facility, but it's the first city's, it's city's first dedicated arts center. And really,
is there still an editing day as part of it?
A what?
Wasn't there like a film editing day
No.
as part of it? No? Or maybe a film
no,
showing
that...
thing? I don't know, I thought that front section had something to do with something other than visual arts, no? I think maybe it was just...
But we are trying to make it so that it is flexible enough that we can do multi-purpose things. Because, we definitely don't want it to just be... We want it to be adaptable to things. So, and I know that question has been asked before, like, is there any space for performances? Maybe. No promises yet, but just maybe.
Okay,
but yeah.
Like receptions or things like that?
Again, maybe. It's been a while since I've been allowed on the space, so we'll, kind of have to look at the
architect will do a program, saying what all the spaces are supposed to be for.
Yeah, and that was presented here at the commission.
About two years ago.
No, it was after the pandemic because I was here, but it was when we first started meeting in person mm-hmm. here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what it was. So it was like 2021.
Yeah. And they took all the feedback.
They took our feedback.
And they actually
like. They originally had like $300,000 to redo it, and then they got an extra $2 million. So that was.
The Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But there was, based on our recommendations, did they put in the batting to try and help with the acoustics inside in case we wanted to have like concerts and stuff?
I think the acoustics is something that they're like really, they have to, because it galleries get so
echoey. Oh yeah. Oof. That was one of the things that we kind of brought up earlier. Right?
Yeah, I'll have to look again to see like what the final is, because right now what they're finished on is like the plumbing. It's like brand new plumbing. Brand new, everything in there. It's like, it's newer than this building. It's like amazing. So we're really excited, you know, and I'll provide more updates. But like I said, I feel like it's coming faster than we think. The Spain thing that reminded me of, speaking of art, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but we did have somebody from Spain who was visiting last year, and she's like this world famous, not world famous, well, I guess she is now. She's a world famous painter, and she has won many awards. She wants to do something for Chula Vista. She wants to come back to Chula Vista and do some sort of like artwork dedicated to Chula Vista.
What's her name?
This would be great. I forgot her name. I'm so sorry. I forgot her name.
Does she do large scale or small scale?
It's
is it like murals, or is it like
it's like paintings, canvas? And they're photorealistic, but they're very evocative. I can't even really explain them. When you see it, it's just like, ugh, you know, you get it. Yeah, I forget her name. Yeah.
I think you mentioned it.
I did. Yeah.
A while back.
Yeah, she's been invited to all sorts of like international like shows and everything like that, because she's amazing. So that's something. If they do want to come back, it's something. If we do establish a sister city relationship, it'd be great to bring that part in. Chula Vista Art Fest is August 10th. I don't know if I gave you the date of August 24th last time. But
okay,
I did, but it changed. So it's August 10th, it's a Saturday, and planning for that is going to go into full gear after South Bay Earth Day.
Oh. Okay, who's going to be planning it? Just you and anybody else?
Same people who planned it last year.
Who were the same people?
City staff. And
with help from
who were the city staff?
Me.
Yeah.
Taylor. We have communications, and whoever their special events person is. We have our parks people, our basically the entire, like, whatever departments are required to be part of it. Police, mm-hmm. fire, it's whatever, you know, all the special events people. The people who are involved with South Bay Earth Day and everything, all the other types of, like, bigger events are the ones who are going to be involved in this. The primary, the ones, the decision makers are going to be me and Taylor and Carla. From communications.
Is that with input from, like, you were a big part of the last one, right?
Yes.
So, was that with input from, or was that?
Commissioner Zavala said his organization is, he was in charge of bringing in artists as well as the gallery part of it. So, yeah, cool. So he was, yes.
Yeah, I just want to diminish his contribution.
Yeah.
Yeah. With respect to the all the work that you guys did, for sure. I just wanted to make sure you got
it. It's a team effort.
Okay. Do they have a large space? The little stage that they rented was not really big enough for a dance company. Are they going to have a space on the promenade?
We're still planning, and I'll provide all those details and information.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can have a big enough space, and I can get some dance groups to participate.
Sure.
We need the space.
Yeah. Right now, we're just... Before we even get the content, we're just trying to get the logistics.
And that's going
to
be again at this City Hall?
City Hall, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taylor, I have another caterer.
Thank you.
That you can maybe invite.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'll give this to the communications people. Thank you.
And the reason I brought up Japanese Friendship Garden is, and I don't know if you knew this, but we actually partnered with them. They did a display here and a series of programs with us. And I don't know what was going on there, but I think it was the time when it was... IFC was kind of getting dissolved. Unfortunately, we weren't able to kind of like, let's do it with the Odawara or something, but we weren't able to do it, so the timing was really bad. But if we, it's something to explore as a suggestion, maybe we reach out to them again to see if we could strengthen something with Odawara, with Japanese Friendship Garden, and maybe they want to help sponsor something like a youth exchange or something. I don't know, just a thought. I just wanted to bring that up because I'm not sure if you know anybody there. And maybe we can just kind of like work towards that. And here's the big one. So the clerk's office is going to meet with me next week to talk about your presentation to council.
Thank you.
How it's going to happen and what the
what they're looking for.
Yeah, how
what
we
data
can be brought in.
About?
For
you
well, I'm going to meet with the clerk's staff to talk about how to help you do that. Because again, I'm not really sure like how a commission comes together and presents. So they're going
to
take me through the steps, and then I will next meeting tell you all how to do it.
Okay, so there's no date at the moment.
No date at the moment. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
But yeah, but it's happening. They listen. They heard. They go like, we're going to help you with that because we understand that the Cultural Arts Commission wants to present to City Council. This is how it's going to work. And then
so,
you can make plans for it. And I think that's it.
So yep. I wanted to ask a follow-up question. Do you have information about F Street?
Oh, F Street. So I forgot. I almost forgot. So F Street Promenade, we don't actually have information or updates yet as far as cultural arts. I know about the F Street Promenade only through previous meetings with staff from engineering, and you know I would hear updates about it. All at the time that I heard about it, it was just ideas, and this is what we're trying to do with it. As far as the cultural arts, I've had no information about it. You will definitely hear from me when I do, because that's an exciting opportunity, and I know that F Street Promenade. Among and other projects coming means that it you know there's going to be like a lot of public art opportunities coming, and definitely something that the Cultural Arts Commission are going to need to know about, because
what about having input to, like I said, develop the program for, as I said, you know, have some performance spaces.
Well, it's really
yes. I mean, now who's going to be the architect? In the city itself, who's going to monitor the architectural contract?
Like I said, I don't have updates.
Can
I don't have any information.
Don't you have a purchasing department that will monitor the contract?
You know, so I'm.
Or in contract.
So yeah, I can find out. There's only so much I can find out. I mean, it's one of those things, like it's a whole other department and they're
right.
In the thick of it.
What department?
Probably economic development engineering. Two departments probably is my thing. I it's really way out of my wheelhouse.
My question is it under the purview of the port or is it Chula Vista City that we're talking about?
I don't have that information.
I'm looking at this side of Broadway.
Right. But if it goes all the way down to the waterfront, I didn't know if that was, as was indicated previously, if it goes all the way down to the waterfront, does that fall under port? Because I know that the port had that 1% rule, even if the city didn't. So, and I know the port did because I was one of the people that helped find the artist for the art piece in the park that's being built on the waterfront. There was myself and another commissioner. We each were on a different park discussion, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I know for a fact that there's that 1% built into the port, and I don't know for a fact if Chula Vista, the city, has that 1%
rule. What is the 1% rule?
So basically, my understanding of it was that if you build something new with public funds, then 1% of the funding has to go towards creating public art.
I thought it was more, a higher percentage.
No, it's 1%. Well, again, this is based on my experience. I'm not claiming to be the be-all, end-all. Do you have different information, or is that commensurate with the information that you have?
Are you talking about TOT funding for?
It was, well, when I went to that, when I was on that group that decided the public art thing, it was explained to me that
so, yeah, that's
with public building, with new public building and new public development.
But that's the port, right?
And through the port, at the very least, there was that 1% rule. Mm-hmm. So, which is why we had an awesome amount of funds to spend on an artist to put some public art in. And I'm really excited to see what comes of it. Mm-hmm. It's really, my park hired the gentleman that did the kind of the Aztec-ish design on the side of Southwestern.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
That's nice.
It's beautiful. And like his presentation really, the thing that was so great about it is that it encapsulated both art and the culture of the area. is ready. Cool. So I'm excited to see what comes there in the end. Because we don't approve a specific art project. They just go, this is what I've done in the past, this is the kind of thing I'm looking at. And it was really exciting to see. So again, that was through the port, so it might be different for us in Chula Vista, but I am interested in finding out what the rules are for the F Street Promenade to see if we do have that 1%.
I looked into that, and every new development, residential development, pays about $5,000 fee. And out of that $5,000...
I'm sorry, to whom?
The city.
Okay.
The city. 1,000, around 900, 1,000 goes to libraries. Around 1,000 goes to parks. And the other 3,000 goes to like public infrastructure. And there's no percentage that goes to art or culture. Nothing. In fact, in the whole, what do you call it, the general fund, which is about $2 million, it's available. Even though the whole budget of the city is $530 million, but they have to save like $60 million. I don't know what to do with the money, but there's $262 million, and none of that is for arts.
Can I talk as a resident?
Sure.
It's not public comment, it's only commissioners.
You can submit questions to our staff that we can...
You can talk to me after.
Please.
So President of the Council, so what were you talking about? F Street Promenade, okay, F Street Promenade. So from all the managers' meetings, we always get updates on major projects coming up. This is not one of them, so... What I can do is find out, I'll investigate, come back next meeting and present that, and then as an agenda item.
I would love to.
And then that way we can discuss it. Or just as an update, depending on the nature of what I find, if it's just like, well, it's still, you know, a lot of things are pending, then that's probably just informational. But if there are things happening, then yeah, I'll have to find out. But I'll check.
Yeah, are we able to put it on as a discussion item if there's anything to find out or discuss with them, or
sure.
I mean, do I need a second to ask for that, or is that just something you can do?
Just no, it's good. You're good. What I can do is, I mean, technically, you can just email me, and just say I would like to add this on. Can you please pass it on to chair, vice chair?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and I consult.
If you have additional public comments on that particular agenda item for next time, if it. thank you. Oh, I had a question for you. Only because I know somebody that's on the Human Relations Commission, and it is my understanding that they restructured the commission based on who puts people on. Like, our commission is made up by people that were put on by the mayor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then theirs is potentially being restructured so that it's representatives put on by individual council members as well as the mayor, is my understanding. Is that going to affect other commissions, or is that relegated to just the Human Rights Commission? Like, are we going to be restructured?
I have not been told that that's changing,
okay,
so it sounds like it's just going to be.
My understanding of the commissions is that each district already, the council person is responsible for nominating somebody to the commissions. I know in the Parks Commission it works that, and they it specifies what from District 4, District 3.
Commissions are for this commission, as for most commissions, it's really a matter of applying for it. If there's a vacancy, the vacancies are posted publicly.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a vacancy, then you apply for it, then it goes through the process of.
But they have certain seats open, like there's a District 4 seat or a District 2 seat.
That's not for this commission.
Yeah, my understanding is that we have
because
professional artists and non-professional.
At large, yeah.
Well, one of the problems, I don't know, with our District 4 was that the council member was never present to nominate certain people. I mean, there was a complaints about this, about the Otay Park and the different park.
But it has nothing,
right,
this isn't the way
so
it's...
So there already the council person does have some responsibility to nominate people
for
different from their districts.
I was just I'm sorry to open a can of worms. I was just wondering if there was going to be any effect on our process. So if that's not the case, I will stand down on that question.
Membership. A3, when the vacancy occurs in the Cultural Arts Commission, the city clerk shall forward applications received for the vacant position to the mayor and cultural arts manager or other staff assigned to the Cultural Arts Commission. Throughout the review of applications, selection of applicants will be interviewed in interviews of selected applicants. The mayor shall consider guidelines developed by the Cultural Arts Commission, as well as recommendations for interviews or appointments that may be made by the Cultural Arts Commission, city council members, and cultural arts manager or other staff. So yes, yeah, what I said, it's just applications review.
Do we have open positions?
Yes.
How many do we have?
One.
One?
Is it artist or non-artist?
I forget which one. Ex-Commissioner Zamora was.
There's a youth.
Oh,
position,
right.
Yeah.
Should we be helping to advertise that?
That's not really,
it's
yeah,
youth,
it's posted.
The youth position is posted in some ways.
It's not really, yeah. It's really up to the city if they want to, you know.
And does that fall to the commissioners to...
You can recommend and think
about it. Or just to let people in the community know that.
Sure.
Is
it's public.
Yeah. I mean, do you know young people that might be interested in the youth position?
16 to 22. 16 to 22 is the age range.
I count on you.
Thanks. I'm pretty sure I can reach out.
Start.
Right?
I work with like the little ones, so we're not going to
go to
the young ones.
They're ex officio. All
right.
All right. Yeah, I'm done.
Chair's comments? First and foremost, I want to say it's good to be back to see everybody again. And, I'm excited for this year and there's a lot of potential. And I hope we can continue to create more opportunities like the Art Fest and so on and so forth. And, we have a great group here, and let's get some more done. You know, let's really go out there, advocate, and do what we're supposed to do. And that's why we're here. You know, stay dedicated, and, you know, contact each other, you know, reach out. Any questions, concerns? But that's kind of it. That's all I got to say. Commissioner's comments.
I want to say thank you to our staff for the work that you do, always. Thank you for inviting us to peruse the art displays last time. I really enjoyed getting to walk around and see the amazing work that was on display. Like, it blew me away, it truly did.
Which one did you like?
a lot of them. But the one that you pointed out was just like, wow.
Yeah. There's one with the hands that won a lot of awards.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, and honestly, those hands were incredible. There was one work that I didn't know, but a friend of mine was the artist. The daughter of a friend of mine, who I consider a friend as well. We though can't be ones that you're together. But it was really exciting to come across her work in the midst of it, so that was cool too. I just really wanted to say thank you for inviting us to participate in that, because I was really blown away by that. The other totally unrelated thing is my husband, completely unprompted, when I told him that I had the Arts Commission meeting tonight, earlier in the day, he said, you know what, I'm from Chula Vista, and I really appreciate all the murals that I'm seeing around town. That's really cool. Like, I always walked around Barrio Logan and saw the amazing artwork that's there, and it means so much to me that Chula Vista is getting beautified by art. And I was just like, out of nowhere, this is something that my husband said, so I thought that was really neat. I also have the Performing Visual Arts Grant meeting tomorrow night, and I look forward to presenting at the next meeting about what we come up with. That concludes my comments.
Okay. I've been focusing on trying to find support for performing artists in the community and performing arts groups, and they need facilities, and so I've been looking into how can we reestablish the L Street Chula Vista Youth Community Center, make that available, and that was originally a joint use agreement between the city and the Sweetwater Union School District, and the city actually paid to build the building. But then in 2008, there was a economic crisis, and the city just decided that they weren't going to pay for anything anymore. So the school district was supposed to do a bunch of paperwork and have it officially transferred, that they would be the ones responsible, and they never did what they were supposed to do. But, and so the situation is, there is a lease that the city has up until 2028, and this can still be used, I mean, still be implemented, and work needs to be done to negotiate with the schools and the high school and see if they're open to this, because right now, the high school left it empty for 4 years, and now they have a little programming, and they have a bunch of storage retainers on the Chula Vista High School campus, and they want to take all the stuff out of those storage retainers and put it in this building, and use the building basically as a storage building, which kind of defies the original purpose of serving the youth in the community. Apparently it does have a dance floor. I'm not sure if it has a dance studio. I'm not sure if it has a dance floor that's needed. It does have a lovely basketball court, which would be perfect for dance. But anyway, that's one thing we've been looking into, you know, talking to the assistant city manager. Another thing is, I think that's worth, you know, following up on and having a discussion about. I hope we put it on the agenda. Another thing that I think is, I sponsored a Tardeada festival. It's like a afternoon festival that we had belly dancers, and we had Latin jazz combo, we had dollar tacos, and we had two performing groups of ballet folklorico, and then we had an all-female, the Amaposas mariachi group with the traditional harp. It was really beautiful. And everybody was so excited, energized. They loved this. It was in the parking lot of the grocery outlet, which said they never had such a good day of sales as, you know, the taco places and all this business. The Filipino restaurant wanted to participate. You know, it was really good. And so there's a lot of buildings down there. I talked about this last time about trying to create an arts district to resuscitate the building, the area. And then I found out something that disturbs me a great deal, that a lot of these landowners or building owners, they are doing what's known as land banking. They're refusing to rent their facilities because they want the area to look blighted. And this way they can petition the city council to have the zoning changed to residential, and they can sell their property for high density residential condominiums. And I think that's not fair to the community. The community needs the retail area. The community also needs performing arts for the kids and the people and the artists who are part of the community. And so I'm very concerned about this issue of land banking. And I think we need to have that on an agenda item as well, because it's really, really serious. Apart from that, let's see. We talked last time about supporting the school district, trying to free up the money from Proposition 28. There's a lot of money, but it doesn't pay for existing programs, and there's some snafus, and so all the money, $1 billion, is being held up in Sacramento, and they're having to lay off, they're facing layoffs of arts teachers at the Chula Vista High School, and I'd hate to see that happen. So that's basically it. I went down to Mexico City for 3 days, 4 days, and I talked to the people, and they said apparently the crime has really reduced over the past 6 years. And they have this mayor, Sheinbaum, she's not running for president. And one of the reasons the crime has really reduced in Mexico City is because she put a cultural center, an arts education, a cultural center in every single colonia. That's a lot. And
I'm sorry, could you define what a colonia is?
A colonia is like a community. Well, you know, I think if you're were thinking of Chula Vista, it would be four communities or four districts, but Aconia is an area that's developed illegally before public services are installed. But even after public services are installed, they continue to call it Aconia. It's a community. It's a community of usually around 6,000 to 8,000 people at least. So they did all of these incredible arts facilities, and you know, it's a living proof that it brings the crime rate down. So I think we should maybe explore funding for arts as crime prevention, because the propositions have produced a lot of money for the police, and they're actually sitting on $40 million, as far as I know, $40 million fund, and that fire people have also have quite a number of million dollars in funds that, you know, could be spent on arts.
That's your content for your presentation.
Anyway, that's my discussion.
I'm thinking about the time frame of everything for as far as sister cities go. I don't know, if you could talk to the mayor's office and talk to Odawada about that reaffirmation, because 2025 is already next year, so it's coming upon really quick. So, and then you have it in the fall for this, what they normally do is, what Mayor Salas did and previous mayors to her, up until 2021 because of COVID. Part of that, they had gone to Japan, so they would visit Japan, go to Tokyo, go to Odawada, and they would either come back to San Diego or Chula Vista, or they would tour, continue touring. But they would would have a lot of, they were treated very well.
Dignitaries.
Yeah, like they were given, you know, personal tours and a lot of hospitality. So Mayor Salas was always very impressed with them. And she had a display in over at City Hall with all the items that they given and they exchanged with her. So anyways, to keep that going, it was met every 5 years, and so that 5 years would be in 2026, but again, Mayor McCann wants to move it up a year if possible. So I don't know if you could arrange, if you could talk to both Odawada and to the mayor's office to see what their thoughts are on it directly. I mean, since we're supposed to go through you. But since it is coming up.
It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Although we're always going to have to prepare too. So.
Yes, because you guys will have to settle up on a date of when they can receive us.
Okay.
And we'll have to come up with a date when we need to receive that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is to try to get a timeline of when everything's going to fall into place.
Yes.
For 2025.
Yes.
And probably we have to plan this year in order for it to happen next year.
Yes. And it's for the cities, it would be just a matter of, mayors have calendars, and all these cities have a lot of calendars of their own, and so just to be able to fit it in, and even traveling for, even if it's a week, it's still taking out a week out of their time.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And then,
they can schedule that it'll be.
Yes, and to find out what their thoughts on it. If they can't do it in 2025, or they don't even know about it, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll look into it.
Well, one thing I forgot to mention that I mentioned earlier, I wanted to know if we could probably take a look at the calendar and figure out if the meeting days are going to fall on a holiday or in a holiday period, if we could have like an automatic or plan for a substitute meeting day. Like just for example, in May, it's going to be May 1st. May 1st is like a holiday a lot of times.
The 31st is
a traditional labor.
Right, Labor Day. And
but not necessarily work for most people, right? You guys don't have a day off then.
Yeah, I have
still
off.
Work.
And who you work for?
Like Esperanza.
Is that a nonprofit
or something?
Yeah. Yeah, but most people gotta go work for it. So it's not a holiday. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's definitely a school day.
Yeah. 31st.
So it's not a school day for us.
Oh.
I'm in Tijuana. Okay.
I got a question and unrelated. I think they were going to have a discussion at the meeting, and I'm talking about the city council meeting, about Highway 125. Did that pass when we're going to open it up where it won't be a toll road?
I don't know.
That's
you can ask me after.
That's
I have no
in
idea.
Process. That's in process.
And that's beyond the scope of this commission.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff we talked about was beyond the scope of this
commission. That's fair.
Okay, that's all
sure.
I've got.
Yeah. So, adjourned into the regular meeting on May 1st, 2024 at 6 p.m.
And time is
7:13.
7:13.